News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen. A few topics to share this week include something that recently came up from an alumni meeting of your Spanish Citizens Police Academy.
Yes, during our alumni meeting, which is comprised of citizens of Bryan and College Station that have gone through our Spanish CPA class, all of them are Spanish-speaking, some of them are here legally, many are not. And one of the members had a concern and brought it up to the officers in the meeting about being pulled over for a traffic violation. He wasn't upset about being pulled over. His question was, the officer, and many of us do not speak Spanish, so we kind of have to muddle through getting the information that we need. So this officer asked for licencia, and he did not have one, which is, you know, driver's license. Then the officer asked for papeles, which to us is any paper that has some kind of photo ID, you know, documentation that it proves who you are. But in his mind, he thought that that was your papers to be here legally. And so it kind of alarmed him because then he got scared that we would, you know, we were involved with INS, that we would deport him and things of that nature. And we do not do that. You know, the city police departments, we are not INS, and we do not, basically, we don't care if they're legal or not. They're here, and they deserve this. You know, we treat them as anybody else. So if they're victims, they're victims. If they're suspects, they're suspects, you know. So if they violate a traffic violation, then we treat them as such. So we, you know, we try to keep everything fair and consistent. And but it was just a communication barrier that we corrected. You know, so he was asking us about that, and so I went on to Alegria the other day, and so I could broadcast that to the Spanish community that hey, we're just asking for some kind of document to prove who you are.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department, we have talked off and on over the last year about a production you and the city put together called The Cost of DWI, and I noticed that you're going to be adding some new stories to that.
Yes. Last year we launched the Cost of DWI website, and you can go to it at www.bryantx.gov/DWI. And currently we have stories from victims, and all from Brazos County. One is Laura Dean Mooney. She works for AgriLife, although her husband was killed in the Dallas area. Jessica Olgan, she is a student who lost some of her family members right here in Brazos County, and she was also traumatized by that, and you can see her story. And then former officer Tracy Sheets, who worked at the College Station Police Department, who was involved in an accident by a DWI driver. But this week, hopefully later today, maybe, they will be launching some new stories, and this is the offender side. So we have two individuals who were drinking and driving, and one basically just got arrested. The other one killed someone during a fatality accident. So you'll get to hear their stories. You get to hear how it affected their lives. And we would encourage anyone to, you know, show these to their kids, to show them to, you know, their family members before they take a drink, to think about these stories and have a designated ride home.
And that website, bryantx.gov/DWI. And you also have a version in Spanish as well.
Yes, they can click on, I think there's a logo at the top. You can say you want to see it in Spanish, and it'll translate all the text.
Moving on, the annual awards banquet for Bryan Police coming up this week.
Yes, it is this Thursday. We want to thank several people for generous donations at Mobley Ranch and the jewelry store, and then many, many other stores. There's too numerous to name, but again, we are having our awards banquet this Thursday where we're going to recognize several people. And I want to, if you have the time, I'd like to list them for you. We had civilian service citations, and these are for people in the community. Craig Reagan, he assisted there was a traffic accident rollover. He assisted the people in the vehicle to get out and to make sure that they were medically taken care of until the medics arrived. We also have Nathaniel Lee Chapman, who assisted one of our officers. It was a criminal trespass at a bar. Officer went in by himself. Then the guy started fighting him when he was trying to make an arrest. The girlfriend jumped in, was fighting him, and this citizen came to the officer's aid and helped him subdue that subject so that he could get him under arrest. Cody Schaefer. I'm sure we've heard of him. I don't know if you remember his name. He helped the 9-year-old boy who was drowning in the pool. We're going to give him an award. We have several police commendations, which is just basically for officers. Oh, let me back up. We also are awarding a civilian service citation to one of our employees, Misty Contreras, for her hard work in our intake division, which is the front desk there. Now, we have several police commendations, which are just, you know, commendations for officers who go above and beyond. John Stubbs, John Agnew, Christopher Gray, Christopher Cox, Christopher Reyes, Gabriel Alvarez, Aaron Arms, Gene Guzman, Marcelo Maldonado, Brian Rubush, Daniel Amaya, Andrew Duran, Kyle Halbert, Corey Owens, and Austin Stearns. And some of those are sergeants. And then we also have Scott Jones. Now, Meritorious Service Award is putting their life at risk. They were on a 20-minute vehicle pursuit going out to the county after two aggravated robberies had occurred with a gun that was involved. And that's going to be Brian Rubush and Austin Stearns. We have a life-saving award for Kristen Johnson, who assisted a mother who's having trouble with her son, suicidal. When they walked in the house, he was hanging. And so she assisted him, and he is now okay. Life-saving citation for Derek McKeithen, and then a civilian citation for the same case for Mrs. Tina Gonzalez. They assisted a motorist who had became incapacitated behind the wheel of his car. Many people were kind of honking at this individual because the car was stalled out and they were trying to get around him. It was rush hour. Ms. Gonzalez happened to take notice that the person was slumped over in the car, went to his aid, and performed CPR. Then Officer Derek McKeithen took over that CPR until medics arrived. So all of those are getting awards, including our Civilian Award, Civilian of the Year Award, which is Alex Ramirez, and our Officer of the Year, which is our newly retired George Aguilar. So we want to congratulate all of them for their service and dedication to this community and the department.
And I'm guessing those names will be posted then later in the week.
Yes.
On the Bryan Police Department's Facebook page.
Yes, we will.
All right. And then wrapping up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes. Slow down all over town, but especially in the 3500 block of Forestwood, which is 30 miles per hour near Rio Grande, and the 1700 block of Beck Street, which is 30 miles per hour near Hickory.
It's our update. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.